This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Concern for the Pope's health.
Just one day after Ash Wednesday Mass, is he sick? Plus, your coronavirus emergency kit.
Vitamins. Pain relievers, cold and flu medicine,
and expert tips from Dr. Oz on staying healthy.
How do people greet each other in this era of coronavirus threat?
See, I like the old namaste.
Then, heart-stopping fire rescue.
I got him!
They dragged him out by his feet. Plus, the Shark Tank shark scammed.
Wow. The same thing just happened to me.
Then, she's the man. Can you believe that's Taylor Swift? And The Bachelor, Senior Edition. They're creating a Bachelor spinoff for seniors.
I am ready for love.
Plus, he's the father of the girls said to be the most beautiful twins in the world. Now the procedure to save him as dad gets a new lease on life.
Happy birthday to you.
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello and thanks for joining us. I'm Diane McInerney, and today for Deborah, there's concern for the Pope after he canceled a mass the day after supporting coronavirus sufferers. The Vatican says he is resting as the world hopes for the pontiff's speedy recovery.
The Pope is not feeling so hot, and it's sparking concern worldwide today. He was seen coughing and blowing his nose during Ash Wednesday Mass and spoke in a hoarse voice. His illness hit as Italy becomes the epicenter in Europe of the coronavirus outbreak. Before exhibiting symptoms, the Pope sought to show his compassion, greeting the faithful, kissing children, and touching all these hands. Today, the Vatican said the Pope is resting and suffering only a slight indisposition. Coronavirus panic continues to grip the globe.
Japan said it will close all of its schools for a month.
U.S. airlines are now suspending some flights and offering travel waivers for flights to Italy and South Korea.
Stock markets are in free fall.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average over the past 6 days could be on pace for its worst week since the great financial crisis back in 2008.
We spoke to Fox Business anchor Jackie DeAngelis.
The best thing to do in times like these, when there's a crisis or pending crisis, is not to look at your 401k, to just wait it out and see what happens, because those funds tend to recover when the market bounces back.
The crisis is sparking political bickering, with President Trump under fire for downplaying the threat.
The risk to the American people remains very low.
Presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg just released this ad.
Health experts warn the U.S. is underprepared. Managing a crisis is what Mike Bloomberg does.
Democrats and their media cronies have decided to weaponize fear.
Health officials say we should be prepared.
We can expect to see more cases in the United States.
So what can you do?
The Department of Homeland Security recommends on its website having a 2-week supply of water and food. So we have a few cases of water in here and some different food items that won't go bad within a 2-week time frame. They also recommend having on hand something they call the coronavirus emergency kit. Now, that includes things like vitamins, pain relievers, cold and flu medicine, stomach aids, and lots of drinks with electrolytes.
Dr. Lewis Morledge says the symptoms of coronavirus are much like pneumonia.
If for some reason you become more fatigued, if your cough becomes deeper, if your fever has really been unrelenting, those are going to be reasons to seek out the next level of medical attention.
The outbreak is disrupting trade between the U.S. and China. One unexpected consequence, a shortage of wedding and prom dresses. 80% of all bridal gowns come from China. Reed Kimmel owns RK Bridal in New York.
coronavirus has just brought on a two-week delay at this point. Ordering your gown as soon as you can will definitely give you a little bit more confidence that your gown's going to be in time for your wedding.
The coronavirus is having a big impact on travel worldwide. It's estimated airlines could lose as much as $29 billion in revenue. Jim Murray is standing by with more on all the jitters over the coronavirus. Jim.
Diane, across the nation, steps are being taken to deal with the threat of the coronavirus. It's even affecting the way we greet each other.
This is the handshake in the age of the coronavirus. We caught up with Dr. Oz in L.A.
If you want a little elbow bump, that's okay. This is a little bit more obvious.
But this still has a risk, doesn't it?
It has a risk, but the fingers that touch your face, which is really how this gets communicated, isn't at risk if you fist bump. But I think the old-fashioned handshake, that may be a thing of the past. It's probably a good idea anyway.
You also ought to think about doing away with the regular kiss hello and go with an air kiss instead. As talk show host Tamron Hall just did. We're also seeing masks everywhere, especially airports. Inside Edition called 18 pharmacies in New York in search of a face mask. Only two said they had any in stock.
The demand for face masks is so great that there's growing concern about price gouging. The crazy thing is, if you're feeling okay, you shouldn't wear a face mask. Wear one only if you're sick or you're around people who are sick. And that is straight from the CDC.
Online, we found one company charging $5,000 for a pack of 20 face masks. Experts agree washing your hands frequently is key. The CDC says the process should take at least 20 seconds, or about as long as singing happy birthday twice.
Do you bring wipes with you?
Wipes everywhere, and I use alcohol sanitizers on my hands everywhere.
The Today Show team demonstrated another tip, wiping your cell phone, which can be crawling with germs and bacteria.
The key here, wipe it down often. You want to use wipes that have alcohol.
And here's some encouraging news. The first U.S. study of a drug to treat the coronavirus is underway at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. For the next 10 days, a clinical trial will be carried out to test the safety and effectiveness of an antiviral drug that was previously tested on humans for the Ebola virus. Now, a heart-stopping video of police officers called to a house that's on fire with the homeowner trapped inside. It could have ended in disaster if it wasn't for one officer who made the decision to kick down the door.
It's a race against the clock to save a man trapped inside his burning house.
Corey! Corey!
Smoke is filling the home in Grass Valley, California, as police officers desperately try to locate the victim. As cops search for another way inside, you can see flames billowing out a window. One officer kicks the door down and quickly sees the homeowner, Corey, passed out on the floor.
Corey!
He drags the guy out. Look, he's barefoot.
I got him! Go get the medics! Corey!
Officer Jonathan Brown is the cop who knocked down that door.
Instinct just took over and told me I needed to kick down this door. But when I crouched down below the smoke line and shined my light in, I was able to see a foot.
Corey!
Paramedics administered CPR and rushed the victim to the hospital.
Corey!
It was just perfect timing. If we would have been, you know, a few seconds later, it's very possible that he would not have made it out alive.
A life saved thanks to a hero.
I got him!
And that man is now in the hospital, stable and alert, but he does have third-degree burns on his face and his legs. She's coming home. Lori Daybell, the mother of those two missing children, has agreed to return to Idaho from where she's been staying in Hawaii to face some very serious charges. Here's the latest.
Lori Daybell is not fighting extradition. She agreed to be sent back to Idaho, where she faces charges of deserting her two missing children. The suspect at the center of an international mystery walked into court in Hawaii.
This case is extraordinary. We haven't seen a case like this before.
Looking exhausted, she wore an orange prison jumpsuit and plastic sandals, her dark roots showing. Prosecutors say the transfer to Idaho will take place in the next 7 to 14 days. And in this exclusive video from ABC News, Lori's fifth husband, Chad Daybell, was seen directing movers at the rented home in Hawaii where he and Lori had been living, apparently getting ready for a move back to Idaho. On today's Dr. Phil, relatives of the missing children speak out. Their grandfather has a message for Chad Daybell.
Man up, son. It is time for you
to have a talk with your wife and end this. Find those kids.
Lori and Chad Daybell both deny any wrongdoing. Well, don't expect convicted rapist Harvey Weinstein to get any sympathy from his three adult daughters from his first marriage. Word is, they have cut all ties with their father.
We're learning new details about Harvey Weinstein's first days of incarceration.
I think it's all getting to him. He's never slept really well, so I imagine it's just gotten worse.
Weinstein's publicist, Judah Engelmeyer, spoke to the 67-year-old movie mogul who is being held in a high-security wing at Bellevue Hospital in New York.
He's currently in a prison cell that's set up like a hospital room, and right outside he has guards watching his door, and every place he goes, he's under 24-hour watch. In fact, everything he does, even the restroom and the wall, are all clear plastic or glass so that people can monitor him 24/7.
He said Weinstein spent his last weekend of freedom with his two young children, aged 9 and 6. Their mom is fashion designer Georgina Chapman, who divorced Weinstein after the scandal erupted.
He did spend the entire weekend with his children. He sat with them, he talked to them, played with them, went to the park, went to see a film, and he got as much time as he could in.
But Weinstein's three adult daughters with his first wife, Eve, are not speaking to him. One of the last times he saw his 24-year-old daughter Remy in Los Angeles in October 2017, she called 911 claiming Weinstein was suicidal. LAPD officers arrived at the house but took no action.
The older ones is something that he hasn't had a good relationship with over the past 2 years, and it's something that if he can, through the end of his life, mend those relationships, he wants to.
Georgina is reportedly dating Oscar-winning actor Adrian Brody, and Weinstein is apparently cool with that.
Georgina's obviously moving on with her life, and that's something she needs to do, and he's going to be as supportive as he can.
Weinstein will be sentenced on March 11th. He could face up to 29 years behind bars, but his lawyers say that he is hoping the judge will let him remain on house arrest while he appeals the conviction. The Bachelor and Bachelorette are usually all about young men and women finding true love, but it is about to get a makeover with seniors getting into the act.
Will you set this rest? Yes.
TV's Bachelor franchise is going where it's never gone before. It's now casting a spin-off series with seniors looking for love.
I'm into a dating show for over 65.
I like that.
I'm down for all of it.
That's good.
All of
Why?
It.
Because I think that's more interesting.
Picture this. Current Bachelor Peter Weber as an 80-year-old, courting last season's Bachelorette Hannah Brown as an octogenarian. The casting call asks, are you entering your golden years and looking for romance? This senior citizen has already signed up.
I said, the Bachelor's really going to do this? I couldn't believe it.
Here's Barbara Rose Brooker in her 20s. Now she's 83 and says she's just as eager to find love.
On national TV, I want to show it's never too late to want love, to have love.
The Bachelor is known to get pretty racy, showing contestants making out by exotic waterfalls and spending the night in luxury fantasy suites. The twice-married author of The Viagra Diaries and Love Sometimes says, bring it on.
Of course I'm ready for that.
She has this message for the show's producers.
I am ready and I am eager to give this final rose to the senior bachelor.
The casting call is open to anyone 65 and up. No word yet on when the senior edition of the franchise will air. And who is this male singer with a hot new music video? It's Taylor Swift. That's right. The pop princess has transformed herself into a guy, complete with a beard. And here's how she did it.
Taylor Swift is the man. Yep, that's really her. The 30-year-old superstar underwent a drastic transformation for her new female anthem, The Man. She's got a full head of brown hair and a beard. So how did she pull off the look? A whole lot of prosthetics. In the video, she takes all sorts of jabs at the sometimes obnoxious behavior of dudes. Check out the insufferable antics of this tennis player. And she even takes a shot at Leonardo DiCaprio, who is known to party in Saint-Tropez. I'd be just like Leo in Saint-Tropez. At one point, through the magic of special effects, we hear the real Taylor instructing the male Taylor.
Was that last take more what you had in mind?
Pretty good. Could you try to be sexier?
Point well taken, Taylor. The video, which marks Taylor's directorial debut, was released at 7 a.m. and within hours had millions of views on YouTube.
And the video is a family affair for Taylor. That is her dad making a cameo. And we will be right back with much more Inside Edition after this.
Next, the Shark Tank shark scammed.
Wow. The same thing just happened to me.
Plus, he's the father of the girls said to be the most beautiful twins in the world. Now the procedure to save him as dad gets a new lease on life.
Happy birthday to you.
Inside Edition with Debra Norville. We'll be right back. Long-lost ring found.
This ring right here, lost for 47 years.
Next, Inside Edition. She lost her husband's ring in high school and thought she'd never see it again. You won't believe where it turned up.
No way. How could it be in Finland?
How a stranger tracked it down from 3,800 miles away. Watch the next Inside Edition.
A popular TV personality known for her sharp business skills gets scammed out of hundreds of thousands of dollars. Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran says she lost nearly 400 grand in an email scam, and it is something our Lisa Guerrero can relate to.
Why would you need a shark?
How in the world does one of the savviest businesswomen in the country get scammed?
This morning I wired $388,000 into a false bank account in Asia.
Shark Tank star and real estate mogul Barbara Corcoran said she became a victim of a phishing email scam. Her bookkeeper received what appeared to be a legitimate email from Corcoran's assistant approving an invoice for $388,711.11. It was to be paid to a company in Germany. The bookkeeper wired the money. Corcoran spoke to Good Morning America.
Someone sends you a bill, it's paid. In this one instance, it was not a good strategy.
The scam came to light when Corcoran's team realized her last name was misspelled.
When she showed me the emails that went back and forth with the false address, I realized immediately it's something I would have fallen for if I had seen the emails.
Corcoran can't get the money back, even though she says investigators traced the scam to an email account in China.
Believe it or not, the same thing just happened to me. My bookkeeper received this email that looked like it came from me, except the email address was off by one letter. It asked her to send a cashier's check in the amount of $19,500 from my account to an address in Seattle. Well, the good news is my bookkeeper called me to confirm it, and that's when we discovered the scam.
Barbara Corcoran's advice is simple. Be careful when you wire money. I couldn't agree more.
And we'll be right back with much more Inside Edition.
Still to come, he's the father of the girls said to be the most beautiful twins in the world. Now the procedure to save him as dad gets a new lease on life.
Happy birthday to you.
They are known as the most beautiful twins in the world. Now they are making an appeal to save their dad.
These nurses, dressed in party hats and masks, are celebrating what they hope will be the rebirth of Kevin Clements. He's the dad of the girls dubbed the most beautiful twins in the world, and he is about to undergo what could be a life-saving medical procedure.
I love you.
The 39-year-old was recently diagnosed with leukemia and lymphoma and was in desperate need of a bone marrow transplant. His 9-year-old twin models from Orange County, California, put out an urgent call to their 1.6 million followers on Instagram for help in finding a donor.
Thank you.
Thousands responded.
I love you guys so much.
Me too.
Now, meet his match.
This guy right here, right. My closest match.
Come here.
It's Kevin's brother, Chris.
If all I have to do is lay in bed for 4 hours and I get to save his life, I'll do that in a heartbeat.
We're there on the big day as he donates his bone marrow, and it's not what people think. Dr. Eileen Smith is with City of Hope Medical Center in Duarte, California.
In the past, we used to do bone marrow collections where we would have to put needles into the bone marrow to take out those stem cells. Now we have a process that makes those stem cells leave the bone marrow, come out into the bloodstream. It is not a painful process.
On the day of his transplant, Kevin's family is hopeful.
Oh, really good, because it's going to help our dad. And we're really excited for him.
His wife, Jackie.
We're here, so it's kind of like the day we've all been waiting for.
And there's his brother's precious bone marrow.
Do you want to hold it?
Sure. Don't drop.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
The dad gives a thumbs up as the transplant gets underway. Yay! 3 weeks later, Kevin is cleared to leave the hospital. He'll undergo tests next month to find out if the transplant worked.
Great job, you did it.
Thank you. Oh, we wish him and his family the very best. And coming up next, some very unusual BFFs. Finally for you, a wild friendship.
A deer greets his best buddy, a dog named Jake. That's Jake, a greyhound on the left. Turns out the deer returns every year around this time. A friendly reminder that spring is not too far away, even in Wyoming. This is the third year in a row that the deer has stopped by to say hello.
Aw, how sweet. And that is Inside Edition for today. We'll see you right back here next time.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.